State-controlled news outlets such as Russia Today, RT, or Sputnik put it high up in the headlines. Pavel Felgenhauer, a political analyst based in Moscow, described the mood.
It was seen as a vindication of the Russian position, that Russia is not involved, that Russia has nothing to do with it, that Britain should apologize, which of course it won't. So this is, continues to be a part of the propaganda war. The actual tracing of who was the culprit needs not scientific, but criminal investigation to know, figure out using different ways, closed circuit cameras and other criminal investigating ways to see who applied this nerve agent.
But there is a more grim reaction to the whole Skripal case, he says.
There's a big international conference on security organized by the defense ministry, where the defense ministry has spoken. Mr. Naryshkin, the director of the Russian Foreign Intelligence Service, has spoken. Other generals from the general staff have spoken, and more or less on the same theme, about Western aggression. That the West and NATO are preparing for war to attack Russia, and that Russia is, of course, responding to that, is forced to respond to that. And the situation in Europe is deteriorating rapidly.
The OPCW, the world's chemical watchdog, met in The Hague. What conclusions can we expect from that meeting? Well, they said it was a closed meeting. They don't comment immediately. But Jean-Paul Zonders, a consultant on chemical weapons, had this observation.
A number of things didn't really go right in the whole thing. The politicians have created certain expectations which do not conform to reality. So this is a problem we have there. That the person in the laboratory made that type of comment doesn't particularly surprise me. It's just like the same thing. The OPCW in The Hague will never attribute responsibility. They will give analytical data, but they are not going to attribute responsibilities.
Meanwhile, Vadim Nikitin, a longtime observer and analyst of Russian affairs based in London, took a step back.
This isn't really about facts. It will take a very long time to understand exactly what happened, if ever we will get to the bottom of it. This is not going to make any difference to either side's rhetoric. Britain will continue to say that there is no alternative explanation, and therefore it's likely that Russia did it anyway, and Russia will continue to say that there is no proof, and so they didn't do it. So I don't see how this event is necessarily going to be helpful in moving forward. I think more crucially, we need to look at why this kind of thing happens in the first place. We've seen a lot of Russian people die in England over the last decade in suspicious circumstances, and that has led to this kind of buildup that we see come to a head now. But who were these people, and why were they in England? If Britain and the West want to prevent this kind of thing from happening, the easiest thing to do would be to prevent corrupt or compromised or controversial Russian individuals coming into the country and bringing their money and bringing their enemies into the country as well.
And that was analyst of Russian affairs Vadim Nikitin giving his views on the deteriorating relationship between Russia and the West.